This is a drasha for Seder Truma, Tavshin Ayin Gimel. This happens to be the Bar Mitzvah drasha that I helped Shalom Dober Bader to write for his Bar Mitzvah this Shabbos. The question is there a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash in our times? And even though on the Makom HaMikdash there is a mosque, and obviously we are not prepared to harm the mosque because it would cause pikuach nefesh problems, but if the Arabs decide to leave, do we have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash today or not? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asay, number 20, counts the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam only counts mitzvahs that are noheg ledoros, that apply basically at all times and didn't only apply at a certain time. However, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah 95 says, "V'noheges mitzvah zu bizman sherov Yisrael al admoson." This mitzvah only applies when most Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. The zoom in on mitzvah she'ena mutolas ala yochid. It's not a mitzvah on the individual. Kimala tzibur, it's a mitzvah on the community as a whole. Kishayivna habayis mher yomeni yiskai mitzvah saseh. When the Beis HaMikdash will be soon rebuilt, that mitzvah will be fulfilled. According to the Chinuch, since that mitzvah only applies when most Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the mitzvah does not apply today. However, the Minchas Chinuch says the following: the gam hayom efsher im yitnu hamalchus reshus livnos beis hamikdash mitzvah livnos kimavur b'medrash. The Rambam says that if we would get permission from the nations of the world to build the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah would apply even today, as it says in the Medrash that in the time of Yoshua ben Hananiah, when the Roman government gave permission, they started to build the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sefer Kapos Tamarim in Sukkah Lamed Dalet says that Rabbeinu Yechiel from the Balei HaTosfos wanted to go and start making sacrifices in Yerushalayim, and that included also building the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph from Hilchis Melachim Halacha Aleph says that Melech HaMashiach Osid Lamod Ubone HaMikdash. It seems from the Rambam that the Beis HaMikdash will not be built until Mashiach comes. And that's also what it seems to say in the Gemara in Megillah, Yud Zayin Omid Beis, in the order of the Brachos of Shmone Esrei. It says that Esemach David comes before Shema Koleinu, Kivin Shabbat David, Basa Tfilah. When Mashiach will come, then David will come, then there'll be tefillah. Shenemar v'haviyosim el har kodshi, and the simachtim aveish tefillah si. V'chein, the kivan shebos tefillah bo'avoda. Once tefillah comes, comes the korbanos also. So we see that first comes bias haMashiach, esemach David, and then Shema Koleinu and Ritzei. It could be the reason for this, why it has to wait until Mashiach will come. Because the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin 20b, that there are three mitzvahs that were commanded when they came into Eretz Yisrael. The first one, to appoint a king and to destroy Amalek, and then to build the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore you need a king before there can be Beis HaMikdash, and that won't be until Mashiach comes. However, Lechora, the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no king, and there was no destruction of Amalek either. So it could be that those conditions were only for the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, and therefore don't apply to the building of the third Beis HaMikdash either. Others say that in the second Beis HaMikdash, those conditions were fulfilled. Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel, who was from the seed of Malchus Beis David, have the din of a melech, and it could be that destroying Amalek, they were anusim because they didn't know who Amalek was, because Sanhariv came and mixed up all the nations. And also it's possible that what happened at Purim time and was considered the destruction of Amalek. Another possibility why you need a melech is in order that this mitzvah should be done by the tzibur, in order to have a functioning tzibur, you need a melech. As it says, Vayehi b'shurim melech, then b'sasef roshayam yachad shiftei Yisrael. Some, however, say that the intention of the Rambam is not that Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash, and it won't be built before. But when Mashiach comes, one of the conditions will have to be that there will be a Beis HaMikdash. Whether he will initiate it or it will already be built before is irrelevant. And that is, in fact, the sheet of the Yerushalmi in Ma'aseh Sheni Perakei, Halacha Beis, that Rav Acha said that a Beis HaMikdash will be built before Mashiach comes. However, Rashi and Tosos and Sukkah Mem Aleph Amid Aleph and Rosh Hashanah Lamed Amid Aleph say that the third Beis HaMikdash will descend from the heavens built, and therefore there is no mitzvah to build it. Some, however, say that it will come built but not complete. In order that we should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of the Osuli Mikdash, we will put the finishing touches on the Mikdash. Just like someone who finishes writing a Sefer Torah is considered like he wrote the entire Sefer Torah. Also, what Rashi and Tosfos say over there is not that that definitely is going to be, but that's a possibility that the third Beis HaMikdash will descend fully built, but it's also possible that the mitzvah will be fulfilled by people who will build it before that. Some say that there's another reason why the Mikdash can't be built until Mashiach comes, because you need Nevuah in order to determine where exactly the Makom HaMizbeach has to be. And for that you need a Navi, as the Rambam says in Perek Beis from Hilchos Beis HaBechira Halacha Dalet, Ushlosha Nevi'im Olu Imohem Min HaGola Echad Heyed Lehem Al Makom HaMizbeach. Three Nevi'im came in the time of the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. One of them was needed to testify exactly where the Mizbeach had to be, since it had to be in an exact spot, the spot where Adam HaRishon was created from, where Noach brought his sacrifices, where the Akedah was done. Also, each Mikdash has separate laws of how it's going to look. And even though Yechezkel HaNavi described the third Beis HaMikdash, there are many things there that are not clear, and many arguments, and until there's a Sanhedrin and Nevuah, it's impossible to ascertain all of these halachas clearly. Also, to build the Beis HaMikdash, we'll need Kohanim. And there's an argument whether a Kohen can serve in the Beis HaMikdash according to a Chazaka, just that we assume he's a Kohen, right? Or do you need Kohanim Miuchasim? And that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Yavetz and the Chofetz Chaim, and that won't be until Mashiach will come, and they will, the Kohanim will be determined according to Ruach HaKodesh. Also, even if we have Kohanim, they need clothing, Bigdei Kohuna, which are comprised of Tchelis and Argamon, and there's a big machlokus, what is the identity of the Tchelis and the Argamon, the same thing. And therefore, there are many, if the mitzvah applies today, there are many reasons why it's impossible to fulfill it. However, it says, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, the Rabban Shalom is constantly building the Beis HaMikdash, and the materials that he is using to build it are our Torah and mitzvahs. And therefore, if we strengthen ourselves in Torah and mitzvahs, we are providing the building materials for the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, the main Beis HaMikdash is not the building, but the Shachanti B'Socham, God dwells in the hearts of every Jew. And therefore, each Jew should build his mikdash in his heart. And when those mikdashim are complete, then the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, either through the agency of the Jewish people, or the God will let them make some mikdash descend, or a combination of both, b'mheirav yomeinu.